Yecheskel Anovi. And in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and you see the sake of the Israelis driving on Shabbos, it doesn't mean you throw rocks at them, Chalil Bachas. And what should you do, as one Mashkiach told us years ago, if you want to go in and change them, you're not going to change anyone by throwing a rock at the car. Besides the fact that it's Muksah, and even if you got around Muksah, it's a Chilah Shem Shamayim, which is far more concerning. And what should you do if you care about them? Open up a chulin stand and make a lechayim of them. Have a chulin stand with hot potato kugel and hot chulin, a little scotch, a little whiskey. Make a lechayim of them. I get them inspired as to the beauty of Shabbos. Amad la maisa, to observe Shabbos being nischalel, has the negative ashpah. So don't desire to be counted amongst the anshei ra, those who perpetrate wrongdoing and evil. I don't even want to be there on the sidelines watching what takes place. Even though, the person in my life, that exposure, you might want to be seen with them. You might want to go ahead and say, oh, look who I was standing next to. But in the end of the day, if they're anshei ra, you shouldn't have a desire, you should not be yearning whatsoever to be there, not just with them, but even with them in an incidental role. Don't even be there, bichlal. Why? Kishod yegi libam, because all they're always thinking of doing is what? A pejorative of negative things, whether it's sheker v'chazah, whether it is geneva v'gezela, all different types of negativity, literally spoils. And they're always yega, hegyo libi, v'hagisabo. Even if they're not perpetrating or acting on their evil intent, what are they doing? They're always thinking about it. Yega libam, hegyo libi, the thoughts and the machshavas, things that I meditate and ruminate and contemplate about. And those people, even if they're not doing any evil, you might say, so what's the big deal? It didn't say, don't be makana the maisim of anshei ra. It says, don't be makana them. It didn't say, don't be there engaged in their acts of evil. It said, don't even be there with them. But what if they're not doing anything? Even if they're not doing anything, they're thinking about doing things. They're always conjuring up their plots and their strategies and their various tactics in order to carry out their evil intent. And thus, that also has hashba. Just what they're thinking about has hashba. V'almos of seyim to daberna. And in the end of the day, all they're doing is what? They're always complaining, and they're always issuing forth amel, always complaints and always negative things, not in a positive sense of amelus b'tayra chalilo. Here it's a sense of what? Of mischievous ideas, of thievery, of ganeva. They're always speaking about bad things. Nothing that we could gain from, stay away from them. So what should we do? We know in life, and there's the Yetzia, and there's the Halicha. Avayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva v'yela charana. Ask all of the farshid. How would you need both? If you left one place, you're obviously going someplace else. And if you went to Charan, obviously he had to leave Be'er Sheva in order to make his way to Charan. So it seems to be redundant. The Torah Kadosh, of course, never wastes a single word. What's going on over here? Writes the Beis Halevi, writes the Stipe of Rikas Peretz, writes the Divna Magid of Mishle Yaakov, writes the Torah Tanimo, and the Sefer Tosefes Brocha. I mean, because sometimes you can have a reason for leaving a place, and sometimes you can have an altogether different, distinct reason for why your ultimate destination is a different place. We all grew up, why did the chicken cross the road? And what's the answer to get to the other side? One brisker once asked the Kasha, who told you? Who said the chicken crossed the road to get to the other side? Let's think like a London over here. Maybe the chicken didn't care to get to the other side. There was just a friend who was pecking him the wrong way on this side of the road. Says, I got to get away. Where I end up? Machmatli. I don't care where I end up. I just got to get away. He started getting away. But maybe the next thing you know, he finds himself on the other side. But that's not why he crossed the road. So it's not so true. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. Who said he wanted to get to the other side? Maybe he just wanted to leave where he was. So you can have a reason for leaving, or you can have a reason for going. And why did the chicken cross the road? Maybe all he wanted was to get to the other side. Or maybe he wanted both. Maybe he wanted to leave the side he was on, and he also wanted to get to the other side. And the other day, we don't know. Comes the Torah and it says, what? You should know that when Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, there was a tam miyuchad, a siba misuyemet. Why he departed from Be'er Sheva, and that was to fulfill the mitzvah of keeping aim. What did Rivka say? Yaakov, get away from here. Rivka never told him, I want you to go get married. The mother wasn't rushing to marry him off to Chavetz Chaim when he had a son who got 18. He said, Trimus Rim Chubla. And his wife said, Chavetz Chaim, what are we rushing? Oh, we can take our time. Amala says, no, he's not necessarily ready yet. Rivka doesn't mention a word about getting married. All Rivka says is, Yaakov, escape the wrath of your miscreant I recalcitrant, brother Asa, get away from this wicked individual. I don't care where you're going, you just got to get away from home. Vayetze Yaakov Beersheba writes the Beis Halevi, the type of the Demagin of Torah Tamima. He left Beersheba to fulfill the mitzvah kibbutz ei, and that is getting away from Esav Harosha. Vayela Charona, and he went specifically to Haran out of all places. Why? What did his father tell him? Yitzchak didn't mention a word about Esav. On the contrary, Yitzchak, right? He loved him. Yitzchak says, I want you to go to Haran because it's time to get married. I want you to go get married. Higi Azman. I want you to go get married. So now it's very good. And that's the Vayela Charona to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz. Kibbutz Ave, yes, it's one mitzvah daraisa called Kibbutz Ave, Kabbe de Sevich Vesimecho. But a person gets a mitzvah for being Machabe to his father, and yet a separate mitzvah for being Machabe to one's mother. Over here, Yaakov got two brownie points. He got brownie point number one, Vayitzak Roshova to fulfill the mitzvah Kibbutz Aim and leave the wrath of Esav Harosha. And brownie point number two for going Bedavka specifically. He could have gone anywhere. And he went specifically to Haran to fulfill the mitzvah Kibbutz Av. You get schar for every chelik of the Maisa Mitzvah. And there's a well-known Maisa, the Briska Rav. Briska Rav one time was hosting a certain Talmid Chacham who came into his house. And it was at night, and the Briska Rav summoned his daughter. She was in the kitchen preparing for the upcoming Shabbos, and he called over his daughter. And he said, can you please prepare me a cup of tea? She says, sure, Tati. He goes into the kitchen, comes down with a cup of tea. And he says to her, can you please now prepare a cup of tea for my chaver, for this Rav, this Talmid Chacham, who is a guest now in our house. Vayita Ishel, Achila Shtiyah Leviyah. Let's give him something to drink. She goes back into the kitchen, comes out with a cup of tea. He says, now can I ask you for a little bit of sugar? He says, no problem. He says, now can you put the sugar in my cup? She says, sure, puts the sugar in the cup. He says, now can you please stir the sugar in my cup? Okay, now can you please put sugar in the cup of my chaver? Puts the sugar. Now can you please stir this? I mean, well, the chaver is looking, what in the world's going on over here? The Briska Rav can't put in his own sugar. He can't stir the sugar himself. And then he says to his daughter, I'd like some milk in my tea. Can you please put some milk into my tea? All right, the old English tea. And she puts it, can you please stir the milk? It's, I mean, well, the Talmid Chacham is falling out of his chair. What's going on? I want to know what's going on over here. Just, you can do it yourself. As he says, Rabbi, I don't understand. He says, you need your daughter to put in the milk, to put in the sugar, to do all the stirring. He says, of course I can do it myself. I want to increase her schar. Every single separate seaboy, every act that I tell her, my dear daughter, can you please put in milk? Chalk one up for the daughter. Can you please stir it? Another brownie point in Ganein and Shemaila. Can you please put in the sugar? Can you please put in the milk? I want to be marba her schar. Every separate seaboy. If a parent says a child, can you please pick up dinner? Please pick up pizza. The parent was smart. What did the parent say? Can I get some pizza? Can I get a kiddush? Can you go in and bring me this? Break it up into 10 sivuyim. I just like the grow rights and shinosulio and pay up. You get schar for every single word of Talmud Torah that you learn. I was just telling Rav Yeager, Rav Shiva Shayosh was sitting next to me in the bris this morning. I said, people always ask, Rabbi, why do you talk so fast? I said, because I love Christ. I want to increase this schar. You get schar for every word of Talmud Torah. And the average person speaks 50 words in a minute. You only get 50 minutes. I'm giving you 100. I told you so. I was saying a shiur. And in Brooklyn on December 25th, where you saw Reisman Shul, as the first and only time this has ever happened, I'm in the middle of a shiur, I'm speaking on Tchias HaMeisim in Halacha and Machshava. And the first 7-8 minutes of the shiur, I just went very quickly into a lot of my Makoma, so I was talking very fast. It's an exception. I know it's hard to believe. I was going very fast, and then I stopped to take a breath. I said, yeah, it's good to breathe every once in a while. And all of a sudden, there was a voice that came out of the Ezros Noshim above. Said, Rabbi, can you please talk a little slower? I said, the first time I've had a Bosco come out of the middle. As Mom said, Bosco, I had a Bosco woman's voice. I said, well, yeah, I tell the people, my kid, I said, we got to learn to listen faster. I got to learn to listen faster, but why not get more mitzvahs? Every word of Torah is its own separate mitzvah. And that's what we want to do.
Every time she stirs her husband's tea? There.
So we want to break it down to increase the schar. To get all the mitzvahs, and that's how intense. So Yaakovino, that's what happened. But Yitzhak of Beersheba, he got one mitzvah for leaving Beersheba, a separate mitzvah for going specifically to Haran. So we want to increase all the mitzvahs. A chicken crossed the road to get to the other side, maybe. Maybe he wanted to get to the other side. Maybe he wanted to leave the side that he was on. Maybe he wanted to leave the side he was on. And he had a reason for going specifically to that other side of the road. After all, he could have merely continued on the same side that he was on. So there are always different perspectives. Always different ways of looking at it. So here we come down to what? Stay away from a shon. You can go ahead and stay away, and that's the devil of the mouth begins to him. Show me Ramah Seito. How does David begin to him? Ha'atzas Rishoyim, stay away from the council of Rishoyim. Moshe Blatzim Lo Yashav. That's how he starts. The starting point is, he got away from evil. Meaning what? You could say, I'm going to learn Torah 24-7. But if you're surrounded by Rishoyim, and even if they're not doing anything like we saw, Yegelibam, this is what they're thinking about, you're not going to accomplish. And the famous Vart, many commentaries say, Havayasutsu Abodim Bekir, but the outside parsha told us, Yaakov Avinu is running. He's in the rechem of his mother, and he's running to get out. What are you running to get out? And you got everything in the world at your fingertips. You got utopia. Remember, Nida, Daflava, Nerbes, he's learning Kol HaTorah Kula. He's not just learning Kol HaTorah Kula. Let's answer the question. He is getting mamish. He doesn't have to work for a living. Rav Moshe Wolfson writes, I'm going to see Techa, the only person in the world who never has to work for a living across the board is a child in the womb of its mother. And even when a child comes out, that curse of Zeh Sapecha Toch Balachim doesn't apply to infants. Both the embryo, the fetus in the mother's womb, as well as when they get out. That's why Moshe Wolfson says, why is a mother's milk white? Why is it white? Explains Rav Moshe Wolfson, because white, the Tikkuni Zohar writes in the Hadamah, Tikkuni Zohar Shem Rechai writes, every color corresponds to a different mida. Nothing's coincidental. Just like we have seven major midos, we have seven major colors, seven colors of rainbow, seven colors of the spectrum. Every color corresponds according to a mida. Which color corresponds to chesed white? And why does chesed? No coincidence. The white shul. That's it. It's the place of chesed. It hasn't been white for 50 plus years. But that's the white shul. It's got to be a place of chesed. What's another name for the base of mikdash? Hahara Zevin. Halivanon. Halivanon is not just Lebanon. Halivanon, because where's the Makor Chesed? All the Chesed room comes out of the Beis HaMikdash. What's it called? The White Shul. The White Place. The Beis HaMikdash is called the Lebanon. All right, so Moshe Wilson, you know why mother's milk is white? Because the mother's milk is the ultimate source of chesed. The child doesn't have to work for it. The child loves it. The child enjoys the taste of the milk. He's eating milk. He or she, 24. That's all they need is the milk. That's ultimate chesed. Pure, pristine form. That is chesed. What is this when you bring everything together? Milk white is the kola gamanim is the color that embodies, encompasses therein all the varied colors of the spectrum. And that's the color white when you take a salad bowl and you stir very fast all the different shapes, all the different colors, and then one emerges white. That's why the mon, Torah goes out its way, Mashanka, tell us what was the color of the mon? White. My nafkamina, because what's the greatest chesed? Hashem gave us our food gratis, miraculous food, heavenly food. And he gave it to us. We need to know it's white, to know it's coming from the ultimate source of chesed. And it is a food show chesed, whatever you want, it's steak, fish, pizza, every single thing. Nobody ever got stomach aches. And no one got indigestion. Can you imagine? That sin was perfect food. Through and through, Baruch Nius of Agashius, who was the Zin Ashkinish and his Gashe, and that's the ultimate chesed food, and that is the white food, that's the white building, the Beis HaMikdash, the Levanon, and that's the white milk, that's the ultimate chesed. So, a person can go ahead, as David HaMelech tells us at the beginning of Tehillim, and you can go ahead and leave all the Rosh Hashanah, but you got to do something not positive. It starts Sumira, and then it goes to Hasei Tov. So now we just started Perchav Dalit. Stay away from Hashem. Even what they're thinking about, stay away from them. I don't want you to listen to the words that escape their lips. I don't want you even to be in proximity to their thoughts. Ella, what should you do? Now that you left them, as David HaMelech starts out to Hillel, and you stayed away from the Moshe of Leitzim, and you stayed away from the Atzus Rishoyim, now you got to build your own bias. You got to build your own place. Yaakovino runs away from Esav, runs away from Lavan. When he leaves the house of Lavan, then it says what? Even though bias. That's when he sets up a bias and writes it to Agnionis and Raziel, the base Wolfenai. Sets up a base Midrash. You have to set up your own place, your own bias, your own home. Now, again, some of us should understand this in a more literal sense. You're now building a bias. What do you build it with? The following are the Yesodos, the fundamental aspects that go into building your home. Others say it means building your psychological home, your psyche. Building your own worldview and world perspective. So let's have a look. How should you now build up? First thing is, you separated yourself from the Shom. You're no longer in the proximity. And you're now jealous of them. So what should you be coveting? What should you be working on? All right, Shlomo, and nobody knows this better than Shlomo. As Shlomo says, you got to build it on what? Pechachma ibone bias. You build it with the chokhmah of noshim, but you got to build it with chokhmah. And you build up the bias. Obviously, the bias is the home. Who is called the home? The wife is called the home more than anybody else. Rabbi Yossi, Shabbos 118b. Mayomai lo karasi yishti yishti elabesi. I didn't call my wife my wife. I called her my home. The wife is the ikur, the akaris abayis. That's why a son is called a ben. The Maral says ben is lashon binyan, a building block. What do we call a daughter? A bas. What's a bas? It's the basic formation of a bias. The bas is the one who one day will build her own bias. What is she missing? How do we transform from a bas to a bias? Where is she going to get the yud from? She marries the ish. Ish and isha. She already has the hey. She's missing the yud. She's the isha. She's missing the yud. All she needs is the yud. She gets the yud from marrying the ish. The ish and ish unite into one fire. Ish and ish is ish and ish. So the 17a. And then you need the Shem Hashem. You need the Shechina to be in the bias. Otherwise it's not going anywhere. You need the Shechina and the Siyata Dishmaya. What's the Shechina? The yud and the hey? She supplies the hey. She needs to marry the ish and get the yud. Where's the ish? In between the aleph. And where's the yud? In between the aleph and the shin. She takes the yud out of the ish from the in between the aleph and shin. She puts it in between her beis and herself. Amela, now it's very gishmak. Because what is the ish? Aleph yud shin. Phineas Daiti. What's the hemshech of the ish? She's now building on the ish. What's the hemshech of the ish? Hemshech of the aleph is? A beis. Hemshech of the shin is? A tav. Bas. Ish goes to bias. She takes the yud from in between the aleph and the shin. She continues to build it. And she becomes what? Goes from the bas into a bias. Takes the yud, puts it in between her beis and herself. And now she is the hemshech, the beis and self, the hemshech of the aleph and the shin. She is now building her bias together with the ish. That's when she's building the bias. But it's built on the chokhmah's noshim, on the chokhmah of the isha. That's why I listen to this gavaldik girl. I never said this over in the shir. I just saw this recently. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Batz, the Rosh Hashiva from Detroit in the Sefer Kol Aryeh. We know the famous Pirkei Elazar chapter 16. When a chosim gets married, he is doma to what? Yeah. He is likened to a melech. A chosim is like a king. Or as one Hasidish Sefer says, because until he gets married, when he's single and a bachelor, he thinks he is the king. And when he gets married, then he realizes, I'm only doma to a melech. I'm only like a king. And after he's married for a while, he realizes he's not even doma to a melech anymore. She's the monk, and that's it. You marry the queen, the melech, you have some status. And at the end of the day, what's chasidom melech? Listen to his beautiful drush. What do we know about the word, the shoresh, the etymology, mem, lam, and chav? Well, Hashem Yisbarach tells us in the beginning of Chumash, Hashem was nimloch b'pamal yashamal. Hashem sought counsel kaviyachol from a celestial court from his heavenly angels to be nimloch. Brochas davchav ches olozim nazai before he takes over the position of leadership. Nimloch b'debeisu. He has to ask his wife permission. He seeks counsel and advice from his wife. Right. So bariyali bast gevaldik. Until a person gets married, he's all by himself. Hashem says that's not the kavanah sabriya. Braces per base pasuk ches lo tov hey yasadim levada. The very first and the one of only two times in all of Chumash that we encounter the unique phrase lo tov. There's something that's not good. Everything else is good. They all give us our kitov. Everything is kitov. Everything is good. You know what's bad? Lo tov yasadim levada. To be by oneself. That's lo tov. So what am I going to do? Hashem says esalo ezer kenegdo. And that will be someone kenegdo. The famous mitziv and ramatzili to yehudah berleh. And a sefer hemek davar, the wife has to be ezer kenegdo. Sometimes an ezer, sometimes kenegdo, and sometimes the best ezer she can be is to be kenegdo. Is to go ahead and challenge him, is to go ahead and question him. And that is very often the job of the isha. So the husband has to ask his wife counsel, has to seek counsel, because chokhmas noshim bonsav esa. Who builds the house with wisdom? Who knows the people that come into the house better? And the Gemara says mafurish and brachas the bottom of yiram and beis. Isha makeres va'orchen yosem ehaish. Who really can readily discern the guests that come into the home? Who knows the makeup of people? Who has that sixth sense that they can read people better? Women are endowed with phineas seira. They have that sixth sense. They can read people, discern, and readily discriminate to find out when people are really holding. Those who come into the bias, trust the isha. She's the ikar. She's the akeres of bias. A husband has to now be what? Nimloch b'debesu. Has to be nimloch. He has to seek counsel and advice from his wife. All right? So Rabbi Box, that's the remes. Chosen doma l'melach. Now that he's a chosen and he has someone else in his life, now he's doma to a melach. Now he has to liken himself to someone who is always nimloch who is always seeking counsel and advice from someone outside of himself. Now he always has somebody with him alongside him who can guide him, who can help see the light, who can help him see the MS. And that's a remes in Chasam Domo LaMelech. Melech is also connoting the sense of seeking counsel and advice. That's Lashon of Nimlach. That's Chasam Domo LaMelech. Similarly, we mentioned the Chidah in the past in Pesach and Ayib. The Gemara, Bam Metzir and Tesanav. The Gemara says that when it comes to Ruchnius, the man is in charge of the Ruchnius decisions in the house. When it comes to Gashmius, the woman's in charge of the Gashmius. So how can we see Maisa Mechoyom, it's every day, I'm sure in your lives as well, that the women are always involved in the Ruchniistic decisions. What shul should we daven in? Which yeshiva and girls' school should we send the kids to? What should we do on vacation? Where should we go for Pesach? What's the best for the Ruchniist? Ask the Chidah, how come so often women are getting involved in Ruchniist decisions in the home? When the Gemara says above Matzia 59a, man's in charge of Ruchniist, that's the Ish Yud, Olam Haba Machshava, and the Isha is in charge of Gashmius. She runs the home, she's the bias, and the man is supposed to be the one learning Ruchniist, etc. Why is the woman so often involved? Writes the Chidah, because who has been the Yaseira? The woman has been the Yaseira. Nidah, Afnam Hayim Abayis, Vayivin Esat Selo. Women, the Gemara says, are endowed with the Bina Yaseira. Writes the Chidah, when they argue with the husband, when they question the husband, they're not presenting a dissenting viewpoint. The same way that they can read the guests that come into the house better than their husband, so too, women can read their own husband better than he can read himself. And the woman is not presenting an opposition. She's not presenting an opposing viewpoint. She's telling the husband, I know what's going on inside your heart, inside your soul, inside your mind. I am reading you better than you can read yourself. That's a reading a Seira. So she's not arguing with the husband. She's reading the husband and telling the husband what he really wants to do in his heart of hearts. And that's why, of course, she's involved in all the decisions in the house. Because with her reading a Seira, she often could see and plumb the depths of what's really going on in the ruts of her husband.
You should tell that to all the husbands. Yeah. Tell that to all the young men.
That's a good point. It's a good point. You have to know that's how you build the house. The Chokhmah you bought a bias. Chokhmah is the starting point. Now the Malbim says we have beautiful metaphors here. We're going to talk about our classic, and we mentioned it many times to our Mishlei. And we're going to talk about Chokhmah, Bina, and Das. Tvuna is understanding, and Das is the Chibur is when you're doing something with the Chokhmah and the Bina. Before anything could start, it's the foundation is Chokhmah. What is Chokhmah? The Malbim says when you collect wisdom and information from the outside. To be a Chokhmah, the first thing you have to do is what is your Chokhmah? Halomi Mikol Adam. In Perkei Avos, Pradalim Mishnah Aleph, and someone tells us, Halomi Mikol Adam. You got to accumulate and amass morsels of wisdom, pieces of information from the outside. So too, writes the Malbim, you gather statutes, theorems, postulates, you gather all pieces of wisdom from the outside, and you go in and bring it all inside your heart, and that's similar to the one who starts building a house. What do? You're Osef Eitz in the Avonim, you gather the trees and the stones, the wood and the sin and the plaster, the cement, the Chol HaChumriyim, and all the matter, all the stuff you need for the Binyan HaBayis, and then you start building the house. So the foundation is, well, whenever you want to build a building, you want to build a house, first you need the bricks, and the mortar, the cement, and the tar, and the wood. You got to build the infrastructure. That's Chokhmah. It's got to start with Chokhmah. You got to have wisdom. You can't be an Amoritz. You got to first accumulate information. Before you could chew it over and digest the information, first you got to have it. So you got to go out, you got to read. You got to read the Sfarim, you got to read the Torah, you got to read Tanakh. You have to read the Sfarim, you have to learn Halacha, you have to learn Mishlei, you have to learn Torah Shemassam, Torah Shopem. You get the Chokhmah, you acquire the wisdom, Yibachutz, Lomi, Mikol, Adam. Then you bought a bias. Then you have the Binyan. That's the Binyan, that's the basic structure of the bias. But the house is not established, meaning what? It cannot be established. What's established? You cannot use the functionality of a house until it's got a roof. Until you have a roof, it's going to rain inside, it's going to snow inside. You can't live and establish, you can't have a chanukah sabayis until the house is complete. That's bismuna yiskonan. Now you got to do something with the chokhmah. If you just leave the information there and you're not chewing it over and you're not maven double top dover, you're not extrapolating, you're not inferring, you're not questioning, you're not answering, you're not developing and fostering the growth of that wisdom, then you're never going to establish a house and it's all going to get ruined the second the metaphysical rains start pouring in on that wisdom. So what do you got to do? First is you build the bias, writes the album with wisdom. That's similar metaphorically to the sticks, stones, wood, the cement that goes into the infrastructure, the skeletal framework of the bias. Then bisvuna, with bina, yiskonam, you will then, konanu yadecha, you'll establish with your hands the bias by doing what? By building the roof and the ceiling, writes the Malbim. Mesim olav hagag v'atikra, you'll put on the roof and the ceiling, and that is being mashlim the chokhmah, meaning what? I'm protecting my chokhmah. I'm developing the chokhmah. I'm doing something. I'm not leaving it as a skeletal framework that the elements can now rein in and destroy it. I'm going to protect it. I'm going to protect it. I'm going to develop it. I'm going to use it. I'm going to do something with it. That is establishing my house and my worldview, according to other Rishonim, using understanding. Now I got to fill the house. So I have the skeletal framework. I got the walls. I have the roof. It's not just the ceiling. Obviously, on the roof, it means all the walls of the house. Now I've established the house because I got it surrounded on all six sides. I'm ready to go. But what? But it's an empty house. I got to fill it up. How do I fill up that house that I just established? That's where Das comes in. That's Das. It's the highest form of the Chokhmah. And that is what the Malbim says. What does it mean, Das? If afterwards you merit to get to the loftiest level, which is Das, Chokhmah, Bina, then Das, and you know things with such a clear sense of knowledge in such lucid, transparent form as if you see it b'chush. It's clear to you. You grasp it right away. That's similar to filling up the bias with what? With kli yokar v'nom, with beautiful and expensive kelim. How do you fill the house with the light? You got to have das. What is das? You got to make it real. You got to let it penetrate. You have to be nischaber to the wisdom. You have to learn the lessons from that etzim. And then you go out and make what? Nice flowers and blossoms you start putting on the outside. And that's building up the whole world. Meaning what? It's very nice to have the intellectual wisdom. You have the intellectual wisdom. You accumulated all the knowledge. Then you start a maven dover patel dover. Very good. So, but if it stays in the realm of the intellect, then it doesn't transform the individual. Then it's not a house that's going to burgeon, blossom, and sprout. You got to do what? You got to take the chokhmah from the intellect and you got to let it sink into the soul. You have to go ahead and let it go from here. Can you go from outside the heart? Let it sink inside the heart. Fill up your heart. Fill up the chadorim, the chambers, the rooms of the heart. Fill it up with that chokhmah. That's das. Das is the chibur. Das is what eats a das tovarah. It's taking the tovarah. Eats a das is when they ate it. Tovarah became part and parcel of who they were. Now things went like the Rambam writes in the beginning of Mordechai Buchim. When Adam and Chava partook of the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge, they transformed the world view from a world of black and white, of emes versus sheker, to from an objective standard of an absolute truth, to a world of subjectivity, to a world of Tov and Ra. Tov and Ra means, it used to be, everything was clear. This is MS and this is Sheker. Now what? This one's, oh, it's good to go ahead and just blow up a bus of innocent women and children, Khalil Khas. Oh, that's good. That's good for the world. That's Krum, that's Sheker. Oh, but now it's good. And this one, oh, it's good to, we start rationalizing, it becomes a world of subjective good and evil. That means it's sank down into the person. So we build a foundation with Chochmah. We develop it, and we surround it with the walls, with the ceiling, with the rooftop. We establish it with Bino, meaning we're taking the Chochmah, and now we're chewing it over. It's not yet inside the heart and soul, but we're chewing it over. We're developing in the intellect, meaning it's not just staying in a storage house in the brain. We want to develop it. We want to lock that wisdom in. We want to go ahead and work with it. But then, B'das Chador Rimolo. How are you going to fill up the inner chambers of your heart and mind? Using Das. Kolhon Yakor V'Noim. That's how we'll fill up the house with what? With the greatest wealth, the most precious of all wealth, and that which is na'im, which is pleasant. The words of Torah are what? Derachah darchei Noam. If you go ahead and live with the Torah, then you'll see it's derachah darchei Noam. It's the same thing Chazon Ish would say. Now, people say, oh, how can I go and live life? And Jews, and we have suffering and persecution. He says, tell the Jew to live with it, to live with the Shabbos, to live with Yom Tov, to live with the Torah. If you live with it and you do it, you'll see that it is na'im, that it is pleasant. If you do it and do it right, the people who don't do it right, then they get frustrated. You'll see if you mamish allow the Torah and all the wisdom in the world to sink into your lev nefesh, and you fill the chambers of your heart with the most precious treasures of them all, and that's the Chochmas HaTorah and the Binas HaTorah and the Das HaTorah, and then you'll see that life is yakar v'na'im because you filled it with the most precious of all jewels, of all diamonds, and that's what will fill your heart and soul. That's what you should fill your heart and soul with, not the thoughts of the Anshei Ro. Leave that Suah Meira, and now I'll say Tov. Start building your own house. Va'ivon Lobayis, Yaakov, only when he leaves Esau. When he leaves Lavan, that's when we read Va'ivon Lobayis. That's when he sets up his bias, and the Medrash says, Kavalo Techumen, which means what? I make it Techum. I separate myself from the goyim around me. I have my own home where I go in, and I have my Chochmah, my Bina, and my Das, and I fill up that house with the greatest, most beautiful, and pleasant treasures of the world. And that's the metaphor of not only the physical bias, but of course the spiritual bias. And on a deeper plane, your spiritual worldview, it's got to be a world perspective of what? I'm not searching to be like the goyim. I'm not searching to be like the Anshei Ro. I don't even want to know what's in their mind. I only want to work on fostering and nurturing the development of Chochmas HaTorah, and my mind filling up my house with the treasures of the Torah. So, Geber Chocham Boaz. Now that we just highlighted, don't be jealous of people who are Anshei Ro. Don't even have a desire to be in their vicinity, in their proximity. Because the words that come out of their mouths and the thoughts that escape their hearts, they're all negative. What should you do? Chocham Abin Adas. And now that you're starting to become a Chocham, I'm going to praise the Chocham that you're pursuing in the following manner. Continue Shlomo. Geber Chocham Boaz. The Geber Chocham. Now remember, a Geber is, and we're not stopped talking about an Ish, we're talking about a developed Ish, a Geber, a Gavra. We're talking about a Gavra Abba. Geber is someone who now, oh, he's complete, a Geber Chocham. He's complete in that Chochma. We also know Geber is Rosh HaTevis, the three traits that define every Jew, Yevamos 79a, Gemilas Chasadim, Baishanim, and Rachmanim. That's Rosh HaTevis Geber. To be a Geber means you're complete. You have what? You have Rachmanis, you have Vaishonis, which is rooted with Yira, and you have Gemilas Chasadim. So Geber Chocham, your mamish, owning wisdom, ba'oz. What is oz? Hashem oz the Amoyitim is strength. What's the strength, right? So it's in his David. Strength in what? Ba'oz omi b'chasko b'dvar Yiras Hashem. When it comes to Yiras Hashem, how are you going to stay tenacious and hold on steadfastly to your Shemayim? It's got to be with Chochmah. Without Chochmah, what do we know in Perkei Avos? Emein Chochmah in Yira, Emein Yira in Chochmah. It's Tuli and Behadodi, they're intertwined. Without a Chochmah, you cannot maintain Yira. Without a basic level of Yira, you won't even ever become a Chochmah. You need what? You need the Chochmah, you need wisdom, you need a piece of information, but you need to have Yira Shemayim. Shamas, the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. And we have the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Vav. Ha'ayim u'nesitecha chos and Yeshua's chokhmah v'das. You can have chokhmah, you can have das. I know what? Yiras Hashem he otzaro. The way to lock it in is with Yiras Shemayim. You need to have chokhmah, but you need to have yira. Without both, you're not going to go to make it. So ba'oz, how do you remain? Continue with Yiras Shemayim. You have to be a giver of chokhmah. You have to always want more and more chokhmah. I mean, what a person says, I want to have Yiras Shemayim. You got to learn. You got to learn Sfarim. You got to learn Mitzvah Sfarim. You have to learn Mishnah. You have to learn Tanakh. You have to learn Amasos Hashem. You have to learn what does it take, Sefer Chometz Chaim. And what does it take to have Yiras Shemayim? We got to learn about it. We have to be a giver of chokhmah. And having that wisdom will reinforce, will strengthen our Yiras Shemayim. But the Ish Das, as the Rishonim say, we're talking about what? Greater than a Geber Chochem is an Ish Das. Remember, we just saw the delineation of the various stages. It started with Chochmah was the foundation of the house. We went up to Bina, maybe to Dover. And Das is when you put it all together. Das is when you make it real. Das is Chibur. I take the intellectual wisdom and I bring it inside me. I let it penetrate the inner recesses and chambers of the heart. That's Das. That's Chibur. I fill it up. I fill it so that it's B'chush. Then you have an Ish Das. An Ish Das is what? A Geber Chochem Boaz. That means what? You can maintain status quo. What's the higher level? Continue. Shlomo. The higher level is Ish Das Ma'amitz Koach. But a person who owns Das. Notice it's not just a Geber. It's not just a Geber is a high level. There's Enosh. There's Adam. There's Geber. That's a Gavra. And you know it's greater than a Gavra. An Ish, which is equated so often in Tanakh with Tzidkus. Anoshim Tzadikim. Machal Lacha Anoshim Giborim Virechet. An Ish is higher than a Geber, and Das is higher than Chochmah. writes the Malbim. Adiru chochem oz. What's oz? You can have the strength you have to have. Steadfastness. You have to be tenacious in Yerushalayim. What is the glue that holds a Yerushalayim intact? That's the wisdom of the Torah. If a person says, oh, I recognize there's God and I want to be someone who does mitzvahs and I don't want to do aveiros. If you just go through life and you don't learn anything and you don't go to any shiurim and you don't open up any sfarim and you don't learn a mishlei and you don't learn Sefer Tehillim and you don't learn any wisdom, what's going to reinforce? What's going to be the glue that holds it together? You can put the pieces of the puzzle together and you've developed, you've produced a beautiful portrait, but you have that 1,000 piece jigsaw puzzle. What do you have to do? You have to go and reinforce it. You have to put glue on the back. And only when you put glue on the back that holds it there, that means it's intact. That's Gevra Chochem Oz. The more you put on the glue of the Torah, you can maintain the Yerushalayim, but you won't necessarily be growing. You won't be growing. You won't be Ma'ametz Koach. You want to be Ma'ametz Koach? You want to be Ma'ametz is what? To continuously strengthen your Koach, your ability? The only way to do that is you have to become an Ishdas. You have to let the Chochmah sink into the soul. And when it sinks into the soul and you own Das, and the wisdom that you've absorbed from the books, from the shiurim, from the audio tapes and the MP3s, and all the Musar and everything that we've accumulated from the outside, when we bring it into our neshama and we let it penetrate the walls of the neshama and we live with it and we connect with it, then we're not just Ba'oz. We don't just maintain things, but Ma'amet's Koach, we strengthen it. We give it more and more Koach. We keep growing and growing and growing. And that is the Mosif Das. That's Ma'amet's Koach. That's why the Mitzunas David writes as follows. Ish Das, Bal Das, Ha'odif Michocho. He's greater than the wise person. Hu Ma'amet's Koach Behoro, O Mosif Veholech. He's continuously growing. And what's our job in this world? Zachar, the Novi Zachariah, Paragimel Pasek Zayin, V'nasati Lecha Malichem Ve'na Omdem Ha'ila. We have to be holech, we have to be on the move, we have to be on the go. And didn't we just have that at the outset of this past week's parasha? Imachu kosai teilechu. Chokosai teilechu, es mitzvah tishmar. Usually we say, safeguard the mitzvahs, observe the mitzvahs, tishmar. And what's a kosai teilechu? What do you mean walk in the chukim? Walk in the chukim means that I'm going to be walking. I'm going to be a holach. I'm never going to be status quo. The Gro told us earlier, Mishlei, chapter 15, verse 24. And Yiddishkeit, ultimately, if you're not growing incessantly, step after step in Yiddishkeit, then ultimately, over the course of time, you're going to be going down. You always have to be a Mosef Holach. You always have to be Vechukah Satzalech. Rav Elia Lopian says a beautiful example. He says, a mashal. Person walks in to a fancy banquet hall, and he sees people with the fanciest clothing in the world, sitting at a table with the greatest chef and worldly delights from all over. They even have, you know, a metal shoe with chocolates, fancy chocolates, and a metal shoe sitting on the table. I don't know, mama's culinary delights all sitting on the table. Anyone who's into the news, right? When they had
Japanese
minister, what a mistake. Shoes on the table. And at the end of the day, the chocolates, you have mama's culinary, and you think they got everything. And you see jewelry, and you see everyone decked in their most beautiful adornments and jewelry and clothing. And he says, but what happens when they get up to leave after dinner's over? Sometimes people reach for the wheelchair, reach for the crutches. This one might be missing limbs. That's when you get to see where people are really holding. When someone's sitting at a table, you don't really know where they're holding. When everybody walks in the street, how they carry themselves, how they walk. And you see, then you see the real matzah. I want to see you walk and grow in my mitzvahs. God says, it's very nice, you can sit in shul, and you can, but hey, what happens when you leave shul? What happens when you leave the shul? When you leave the base matters? What happens when you go on Central Avenue? How do we act then? Do we scream at people? Do we shout at people? Are we out loud on the phone when we're waiting in line at the store in a bank? If we get a ticket because we are 30 seconds late, do we argue in full for everyone and start screaming at the clerk who's just doing her job? Do we say please? Do we say thank you? The real test of are we in Evan Hashem, are we holding by your Shemayim, is not in shul, is not in a shir. That's we're connected to Torah, of course. The real test in life is teilechu, when you leave the shul, you leave the baker hole, you leave life when it's easy, when you're on vacation. How erlich are we on vacation? There's only one way to make sure of that, to amelim b'torah. When you learn it, you let it sink into the soul, you worked hard at it. And you let it penetrate and you let it become part of you. Then you know, yes, even on vacation you're going to be erlich. Even on vacation you'll have that you're shamayim. It's got to be what? It's got to be that you're omen. So that's giver chochem oz. But in ish das, if you own das, he'll always be a holach, he'll always be on the move and on the grow, on the go. And as we said many times, that's why Avram Avinu was the first one who was given a test of, which is the first overt test of his ten nisyonos on the page of Chumash. What's his first test overtly on the page of Chumash? Lech lecha, be a holech, be on the move, be on the go. Moshe Rabbeinu, what do we find? Vayelech Moshe. Atam Yitzavim. The rights of Yaakov Katina and the Sefer Kavanani, Vayelech Moshe. He's on the move, he's on the go. So Avram Avinu was a holech. He's always moving, he's never resting. Think about it. Comes versus Vayera. He's the third day of his first meal. He's entitled to a little bit of sleep. I'll let him shluff, let him relax. And what does he do? He's running. Vayimaher. Vayorots. He's moving. He's always running. A Jew is never sitting still. A Jew is on the move. A Jew is always on the go. Lot says, I want to go in the city of Sodom. City of Sodom gets destroyed with what? Salt. Why did God destroy the city with salt? Why not destroy it with chocolate? Why not destroy it with pepper? You can destroy it with anything. Nothing's coincidental. What is salt? Salt is a preservative. Salt is status quo. There are more uses for salt than of any other elements on the periodic table. NaCl, sodium chloride, they're actually, according to the handy science answer book by the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, there are over 14,000 different uses of salt. 10% of the salt in the world goes to what? Salting the streets and the highways after storms. That's the biggest use of salt. We don't think about it. Think about how much salt goes into after the storms, etc. 14,000 different uses. And one primary use, of course, is salt preservative, especially pre-refrigeration days. All they had was salt. Salt is status quo. Sodom gets destroyed with salt because what do they want? Status quo. I don't want to grow. I don't want to go. I just want to stay the same. That's what I think of Phenostike. What's it called? Sado. It starts with the Samach, which is a fully enclosed letter, and ends with a Mem, a fully enclosed letter. They're just enclosed within their dot. I don't want to know what's going on in the world. I'm happy. I don't want to grow. I'm not interested. Stay away from Avram Avinu. Lo tenesha Sodom. So now they're told to leave Sodom because I'm going to destroy them a salt because nobody in Sodom is growing. Meter Kenega Meter, I'm going to destroy them a salt, which doesn't let anything grow. It merely maintains the status quo. It preserves things intact and doesn't enable or empower any sense of growth whatsoever. And now I'm told what? Lot and your family, take them to join once again with Avram, who's a holy, who's on move, who's only gone. So Lot is running out, and Asus Lot says, oh, I got to turn back. I got to turn back. What's turn back? I got to stop. I want to turn back, and I want to go back. You want to go back? What does she turn into? Not a salt shaker. She turns into a pillar of salt. A pillar, an idle, motionless pillar, and the davka of salt. Because with a salt, she just wants status quo. So now the Phineastite comes out great. There is a Medrash Pirkei Avos, chapter 25. Fascinating. It says, every night, by the way, it's a machlokas, do we even know where Asus Lot is today? The Bali Atosus, right? That, and actually there is a pillar today that is Asus Lot. We don't know which one it is, but there is a pillar to find that. Rav Avraham Bevar Tanura wrote three letters after his first visit to Israel, and he also talks about the pillar that was Asus Lot. Now, we don't know. If you go on a tour and they say, oh, you see the nice pillar over there, and it's 5'3.5", oh, yeah, that's Asus Lot. We have no idea. We have no clue. Oh, but no, come on, but it's the right size, and it's on the way. Turning back, we have no clue how Lachal HaMaisa today, where Asus Lot is, but the Medrash says that every night, the animals come out of the forest and they lick up the pillar of salt that is Asus Lot. And every night it replenishes itself. Every night. So what do I need that for? Nothing happens coincidentally. It always intrigued me. Why do I need a medrash that tells me the animals come out, they lick up the salt of Asus Lot, and they're licking it up away, and then overnight it regrows, it replenishes itself. Why? But according to this, it all makes sense. She wasn't interested in growth. What's her tikkun? Midah k'neged midah. She's going to have to do what? Regrow herself every single night. That's growth. That's what? She's got to be always replenishing and always growing. That's her tikkun. And that is what? If you want to go and be ma'amitz kach, chazik v'ametz, it can't just be strengthen yourself. Be'oz, with strength. That's why Oz is always what? Oz is spelled so often in Chumash, Ayin Zayin. Hashem Oz, what is Oz? Strength. What is strength? Ayin Zayin is what? 77. And we've said many times, 7 is the number of Teva. 7 is the number of Shleim, 7 days in a week, 7 years in a Shemitah cycle, 7 the colors in the spectrum and the rainbow, the holy 7 notes in musical scale, 7 seas, 7 skies, 7 continents, 70% of the world is water, 7 is Shleim, Shiva, Sviya. That is Oz. You know what strength is? Strength is, I have a certain sense of steadfastness, of I'm resolute, I'm tenacious. That means what strength? 77. 77, I'm holding tight. I'm holding on to my Yerushalayim. I'm holding it, I got it locked in. It takes strength to lock it in. But I'm not growing. Ma'amitz Koach is, I'm growing. What is Koach 28? Yad plus yad. Yad plus yad. Yad, 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 yad. Keep growing. More and more koach. That's strength. Ma'amitz koach is what? Chazak v'yamatz. It's not a chazak. Chazak, someone interrelated with those. Strength. Chazak, chazak. No. V'nis chazak. And we'll continue getting strong. That's chazak v'yamatz. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. Chazak v'yamatz. It's not enough to maintain the person you've been until now. Ametz koach. Build on that. Continue to grow. That's an ishdas. You need to take the wisdom and make it a part of you. Then you won't just stay the same. Nobody in life wants to stay the same. We want to be ma'amitz koach. We want to grow stronger and stronger day by day. That's the tachlis. Yes.
In this book, Shoftim, it says, mentions Yitzhak Mibes Lechem as one of the Shoftim. And then it says that's really Boaz. Then the question is, so why isn't he called Boaz there? And the answer they gave it, he sinned with Manoah, the father of Shimshon. He didn't invite him to his weddings, etc. All his children died. So why now Boaz? And it says there, Boaz. Then he changed, he did Teshuvah, and he then had to the merit of having David HaMelech come from him because of the strength after the Teshuvah.
That's right, beautiful. And that's Boaz,
Excellent. Right here,
he had strength, 100%, and that's why
he
implanted that O's into David HaMelech. That is where David HaMelech got the strength from. But where did he get the growth from? The growth came from Rus, who is the Gioras, who's always growing and changing and getting more of a tzedek as v'chulei. Rus is always growing. It's the combination of the O's and that Amitz Koach that he got from Rus. David HaMelech has mamish both. It's not enough to just have O's. O's is strength. O's is the strength to hold on to what you've accumulated. To hold on and to hold on to it steadfastly and tenaciously.
But
no, 28 koach is yad and yad. Yad is 14. 14 and yad. What is that? Think about a game of tug of war. How do you win a game of tug of war? Who has more koach? You put yad after yad after yad after yad. It's constant growth. You want to build, you want to climb higher, it's yad and then yad and then yad. You got to always be building on top. 14 and 14, that's 28 and 28. And that's kovi Hashem, yachlifa koach. You always have to go ahead and be seeking more and more koach. Yes. And she was a tremendous deacon, 100%. And at the end of the day, Mashiach Mandela comes from her, and ultimately it's traced back to Lot. But we still see it's really more traced back to a Lot than it is to Lot's wife. But in a chali, that's part of the tikkun, 100%. That's definitely part of the tikkun of Lot, that constant growth. Yes.
Question. We are invited first time to a Lubavitch wedding.
Okay.
So they have two addresses. One is the chuppah in Brna. And the thing is in 770 Eastern Park. So
yes.
Is there a special reason that somebody, whenever, built the little shtiebel there on 77?
Yes. There's a lot of intent in 770. The Bama Cherebwa, Zechatzal Racha, was actually the seventh in the chain. And the...
Over in Europe,
from the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, from Shneur Zalman Milani,
right.
The Baal HaTanya, Shochan HaKharav, he is number seven. That's why they thought that he'll be Melech HaMashiach, because it's all about Hashem.
The Ben
Ristos Apili loves the number seven. You have many of Russian that Hashem loves the number seven. He was the seventh one in the chain, and that's why they wanted 770. So I always say it's very nice, 770. But we're 728 Empire Avenue. We're 728. We're 7, and then we have Koach, 28. So we're 7, then we're 28, which is Koach, which is 7 times 4, and we live on Empire Avenue. So and then we have a little bit more of it.
Is there a reason they have the chuppah in one building? And across the street,
the whole family. Because 770, they always want to have a chedek of the wedding in 770. Many of the
bunchers.
All right. Yeah. they feel there's a lot of kedusha in 770. So always a 77, but that shleimus of strength. We want more than the shleimus of strength. We want to be mosef koach, which is a multiple of that 7 times 4. We want a reboy. We want to strengthen the koach, strengthening that which is already strong. Means I want to grow on it, I want to build on it, and we can only do that if we have das. Continue, Shlomo Melech, kibasach, bulos tasa lechamachama. And the end of the day, how do I continue growing? How can I grow? I always have a machama, I'm always fighting the Yitzhara. How do you grow? You need the chokhman bin and the das, and when you mix them together, then you can have what? Tachbulus or strategies. You can have strategies of what? Of das. Meaning what? And the Yetzer Hara is inside you. So you've got to bring the Chochmah to fight him inside you. It's got to be a part of you. Kiva Tachbulus writes in Tzuras David, I need the Tachbulus of Das to Cholasas Mechama Mul HaYetzer Hara HaMesis LaAveira. A person says what? So you have Chochmah. So now you got O's. Now you can hold on tight and steadfastly to Yerushamayim. If you have Das, you can continue to grow. How do you continue to grow? Because now that you have the Das and it's part of who you are, Be'etzem, it's part of your core essence, it's part of your DNA, now you can devise plots and strategies, wise tactics, Ta'asilacha, you will make for you. Everyone has their own Yetzahara, everyone has their own battles, but now you can do what? You can wage the battle, the Mechama, the war, against the Yetzahara. Brochas Tafayim and Aleph, Rigzavi Yatzachato, and Rabbal Chemishkachem Noasela. You got to fight them out. You got to wage a war. You got to realize it's a war. Every day, b'chol yom yom, Yitzhak shalom the miskaber olav, right? So Yitzhak and Sukkot and Beis and Aleph, he's getting stronger and stronger. So you have to get stronger and stronger. The greater you are, kalagodo mechavero Yitzhak godo himenu. And the greater you are, the greater Yitzhak. People don't realize it becomes always commensurate. Everything is always, Shlomo writes in Kohelet chapter 7, verse 14, Zeh lo mazeh aso lo kid. When you have Avodah Zarah in the world, you have Nevuah in the world. Nevuah is a connection to the upper realms. Avodah Zarah is a false connection to the upper realms. When you have a Moshe, you'll have a Paro. You'll have a Baal Nisim, you'll have a Baal Kishuv. When you have a Moshe, you'll have a Bilo. It's always Zeh lo mazeh aso lo kid. A seesaw. Kisizekam, Zenofal, etc. The greater you are, by definition, there's no such thing as, oh, I got me Yetzirah, that's it, it's over and done with. Then you have a new Nisayim. And that Nisayim is matin to your higher Madriga. The greater you are, the greater Nisyonis you have. Now that you're Nishdas, you're right, the Zimachoma. It's going to be a fierce battle against Yetzirah, but now you got the strategies. You can devise the tactics that you could do for you and the Machoma against the Yetzirah. It was Yeshua, but the Yeshua, the ultimate salvation, is going to be what? Baruch of Yoetz. And the real salvation is going to come. Don't ever rely on just yourself. What are you sowed? And we spoke about this the other week. It's got to be what? You got to look to Yoatzim, to people who give advice and counsel, a Rebbe, a Rav, a Moraderach, to people, friends, whom you trust, people outside of you. Rav Yoatz, you need more counsel. Seek advice, seek help. You cannot fight it yourself. Writes the Malbim, you need many different tactics. Many different tactics to fight the Yitzhara, and it's a war. Just like in a war, you have the Marines, and you have the Navy, and you have the Air Force. You need to fight on all fronts, you need to fight the Yitzhara on all fronts. So you need many strategies. That's why it's Kibetach Belot, Loshen Rabin, because different Yitzhara, we know the Yitzhara takes on many different forms. Sometimes he'll take on this form, sometimes that form. He takes on many different disguises, many different facades, always camouflaging himself and trying to get you in every way, shape, or form. So you need to fight him, you need an Air Force, you need a Navy, you need the Marines, you need the infantry, you need everybody, the Army. So you got to do what? You got to come up with many different strategies, how to go and fight them and bring them all together. Ultimately, what do you also need? You need to go ahead and seek advice from other people. It's not enough to say, oh, you could do it all on your own. No. Just like the Gemara continues in Sukkot, you need to see out that Ishmael, so you need to look to say from Mishli to the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to seek advice, how do I overcome a Yitzhara? How do I fight a Yitzhara? In addition, you need to what? You need to seek counsel and advice from friends, from teachers, from Mor Derech. That's why Esu Chochom, how long we call them to keep learning, but to keep seeking advice from other people outside of you. That's the only way to go ahead and fully fight and destroy that Yetzahara. And what is the opposite? The fool. What's the fool? The person who knows that there's Chokhmah out there. The Avil. He's foolish, but he's ignorant. He knows it's out there, but he's not pursuing, he's not interested in pursuing wisdom. Then what happens? Ramot Levil Chokhmos. Then all the different wisdoms are what? They become unattainable to the fool, to the Avil. He never acquires the wisdom that he needs, and that's how the Yetzirah gets him. Not because he's a Rasha. We're not talking about a Rasha. You already left the world of Rishon. You already left the vicinity of Anshei Ra. But we're letting you know, but the fool who says, you know what, that's it, I left, I'm not like them. I'm not like them. Yeah, but what about building your own house? What about building your own fortress? How are you going to battle the Yetzirah? Where's your protection? Where's your ceiling? Where are your walls? You need the Chokhmah Bina Das to lock it in. Otherwise, it's going to always remain unattainable gems and unattainable stones, all the wisdoms of the world, and you're not going to know anything. What is Ramot? Like the Mitzvah Tzion says, Shem Evan Yakar, it's a precious stone. Diamonds, all the chokhmas of the world, the diamonds, are going to be what? Unattainable. They're right there. You could see them. They're shining. They're radiant. And you know what? The fool says, I'm just not interested. I'm not interested in pursuing and amassing and accumulating all those wisdoms. So what's going to happen? Bashar lo yiftach piyu. Then he's going to sit at the shar. Who sits at the shar? The Sanhedrin. A whole story of Boaz Ruth, Sanhedrin Chacham sat at the shar, at the gate. That's where they talked in Chachma. That's where they had Machamta Shotoro. The veil, the fool, is going to sit at the shar lo yiftach piyu, and he won't be able to open up his mouth. He will have nothing to say. He will have nothing to share because he has no wisdom. And that is the problems. That's what the Mitzvah David writes. The Ramot, the Chokhmos, for the fool, it's like what? Ke'evin yakar sher tiksha sagoso. It's like that beautiful, precious diamond, but it's out of reach and he can't grasp it. The Chadamiyam lezel lo yivtach pid v'shar mokum shem sachachomim ki lo lomo me'uma. He didn't go ahead and acquire any knowledge. He didn't want to learn anything. And if you don't want to learn anything, nothing will ever become of such a person. Yes.
I know a few women, and they're not 18. They're up there.
Okay.
And they...
They're really old. They're 30.
This is the philosophy. If it was good enough for my grandmother and my mother, then it's good enough for me. And they see no need at all to learn anything beyond what they learned up to 12th grade.
So that's a big problem.
In those days, you didn't
exactly,
go
and that's a big problem in the world today. Because people say, and you can have even people that have beautiful emunah pshuta. You can have your Yirah Shamayim, and you can hold on to your Yiddishkeit, and you could stay a good frum erlucha Jew.
Yes,
but you're not growing, and you can be great people, but you won't always be growing. And the whole test of life is, what does Hashem want to see? Hashem wants to see a person be a holich. Hashem says it's not important to me. There's an aspect of Hashem Husham, that's when Hashem punishes, and where we're holding, but he wants to see what? Where are you going in life? Where are your goals? I remember I was at the Levaya once, very, very sad, of a roommate of mine when I was learning in the mirror. He lost a younger brother in a traffic accident. And the younger brother was about to go to Israel and change his whole life, and he died without having had that chance to go to Israel. And then he spoke to people, and then he realized, Hashem isn't judging his younger brother based on how much wisdom he had. He said, but he was thirsting for wisdom. He was excited to go to Israel. He was excited to go learn. That's all he was talking about. So then Hashem judged that person. He said, where that person's mind was, where your heart is. And that is the Yisod of Hunter develops from Rabbeinu Yonah. Amishly, it's in Shari Tshuva, the Ishtafi Mahalala. We really praise and size of a person by what? By what you praise. It's always about what are your goals, what are your aspirations. We teach up a person, where do you want to go in life? Are you a holech or are you an omeid? The whole test of life is what? Someone who's going to be matzliach. The Gemara says in the end of Brachas, Samachal and Amar Aleph, we know that you have, Moshe says to Yisro, Leich Lishalom. Holech v'hetzliach. What is Lishalom? Writes the Groh, writes the Marshal. We give a person, doesn't mean go towards peace. It means what? Go Lishleimut. Sholom Aleichem is, I'm giving you a brach, I wish you Shleimut. Shalom Aleichem is, I wish you Shleimut. I want to give you a bracha that you should get the Shleimut. But what? You're never Bishleimut. You're always Lishalom. You're always going towards something. Leich Lishalom. That's what Yisro says to Moshe. Now you might think Moshe says, well, I'm already chosen. I'm already the greatest Navi. I'm ready to... Moshe, he's already done. No, Moshe says, I always have to keep growing. I always have to keep going higher and higher. He always has to go to the top of the mountain. No matter where you are, you always got to keep climbing higher and higher to the top of the mountain. That's Leich L'Shalom. David says to Avshalom, notice it's Mishas in his name. Avshalom is Ani B'Shalom. I already have everything. Ani B'Shalom. Then what? Halach V'Nisla. He ultimately hanged himself. The hair got stuck in the tree. V'Chulei. Whole story. In the end of the day, you always have to be striving. You always have to be growing. And that is the city of Yerushalayim. What's the city of Yerushalayim? Shame. Malki Tzedek. Shame called it what? Yerushalayim. Let's go to the Medrash of Reishis Rabbah, and especially after Yom Yerushalayim, and here today the Jewish Embassy and the Embassy and Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Here you have an amazing, amazing event, and the world is starting to recognize. So one thing that I said on JM and the AM, they called me up and they promised me in, Nachum Siegel. So one thing I said was, you know what this shows us? This is called Yerushalayim. Why is it called Yerushalayim? Shame Malki Tzedek called the Ir Shalayim. That's the city that's complete. So notice he says what? It's already complete. Shame doesn't start Yiddishkeit. That's not. Avram starts it.
Hashem Yireh.
It's Hashem Yireh. What is it we read at the end of Vayera? Prachabes Hashem Yer. What's Loshin Asin? Hashem will see. Hashem's going to see what I'm going to yet do, what I'm going to yet accomplish. The Yifei Torah says Hashem always puts Avram before Hashem. So what does he do? He takes Yireh. Yireh is Yud Resh Aleph Hey. Aleph and Hey is 1 and 5, which is 6. Hashem says, if I'm synthesizing the two words, let me change the Aleph and Hey, which is Gematria 6, Gematria Vav. I'll transform the Aleph and Hey into a Vav, and instead of Yireh, it'll be Yeru, and then Shaleh, which becomes Yerushalayim. But first and foremost, it's Hashem Yireh. And the end of life, you know what it means, the greatest city in the world? First is Hashem Yireh. You got to be looking to the future, what I can do, what I can accomplish. And it's always Hashem Yireh, and Hashem will see what I'm still yet going to do, what I'm going to accomplish. And we have to see the Yad Hashem, Hashkochas Hashem. Abram taught the world, there's a God here, look at Hashkochas Hashem. Writes the Meshachoch in the end of Ayero. What's Hashem Yireh? Look at the Nisim Galuyim. Look at the Nisim. Hashem Yerushalayim is the city where you can see miracles more than any other city in the world. You got to open up your eyes. Hashem Yerah, you will be seen and Hashem will see you. You have to go and reciprocate. Open up your eyes and see the Nisim that are going on. Hashem Yerah, that's Kovei, but it's Loshen Osir. It's all the future. Then comes Shalem. Don't just look to the future. You got to look back and say, well, look what we've accomplished. But the eye always has to be in the future, and that's the city of Yerushalayim. Always, always keep growing.
With reference to Chacham, Chochma is given by the Rabbeinu Shalom to each person, yes, a certain amount. The other thing is knowledge. In other words, Chochma is something that is, you can sometimes talk to somebody who has gone to universities and all that, and still he's dumb. He's not a Chochma. He's not. But the thing that we have, that we inherit from the Rabbeinu Shalom, is the Chochma that is given by him to us.
Excellent.
But
it's both. It's Yov Chochmoso L'Chakimen. The Medrash says in Parshas Truma, which means what? Hashem gives wisdom to the wise ones. We all have a certain base of Chochma. You're right. Hashem is a certain base of Chochma. A person's born a Chochma, a Tipesh. There's a certain base level of Chochma that we're given. But Hashem says, but I want you to add on to that base. We're given a certain base, but it's also a question of how many years of study, how much knowledge do we want to amass and accumulate? Only the people who have a certain base level of wisdom and understand and appreciate that have a thirst, therefore, to want to accumulate even more wisdom. We know the more we learn, the more we realize we don't know anything. We always want to keep learning, though, and always keep growing, no matter how much we know. That was the galus of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Okay.
Yisro said to Moshe, lech l'sholom halach v'tzliach. David said to Avshalom, Lechem B'Shalom, Halach Menesla. So we always have to give a bracha, Alish Lemos. We give a person Shalom Aleichem, and that I'm giving you a bracha, I'm giving you a blessing of Shlemut unto you. I want you to become a Shalem. But what? I want you to always be striving endlessly towards Shlemos. Never say, I'm already there. The second a Jew says, I'm already there, Shem says, what do I need you around anymore for? Life is always growth. Life is always growing, growing. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, that we have to be a holech, never to be an omeid. We have to be not atem mitzavim, but we have to be like Vayelech Moshe, lech lecha. On the move, on the go. Torah starts with the greatest person, Avram, lech lecha, and it ends with the greatest Navi ever, and that is Moshe, Vayelech Moshe. It starts with halicha, it ends with halicha. Never say you're good to go. Chazak v'yamat. Say for Yeshua, building on Moshe is, Yeshua got everything. He got everything from Moshe Rabbeinu. But what? He's told Chazak v'yamat, he got to build on that. That's why I'll just end with this. The Gemara says in Torah, Tezayinim and Aleph, at the end of his life, Moshe said to Yeshua, so do you have everything? Do you need me anymore? And he says, Rabbi, I don't need you anymore. I got the whole Torah. I have everything from you. I have it all already. And the Gemara says that it caused Chalisha Sadas to Moshe. You say, you don't need me anymore. And Yeshua forgot a lot of his Torah. Until Asniya Mekanaz came and replenished it. What? Because there's no such thing as, I got there. I'm good to go. I put in my time in yeshiva. I grew up and I know the whole. You always have to be growing. You always have to be growing in wisdom, etc. You always have to keep the knowledge base growing. And the older we get, the more knowledge. That's why Rav Chaim Kanevsky even says, Hashem gave us a bracha that as we age, we get weaker. What's that? A bracha is that? As we age, the same Rav Chaim Brisker used to say that every new white hair is a bracha. Why? Because white hair is a reminder that we're getting old and we don't live forever. Famous case of the young boy who saw his bubby well into her 90s, and she sang Tanakh and Tehillim all day long. Says, Bubby, what are you doing all day long? And she says, I'm trying to cram before the final exam. I'm trying to cram to get it all in. I got to get it. So Chaim Brisky says, every white hair is a bracha. Why? Because every white and gray hair is a reminder we don't live forever. Got a chaperein right now. So Chaim Kanevsky says, honest, and he says, the more you learn, the weaker you get, the older you get. He says, that's the whole idea. As you get older, you get weaker, because God is sending us a message. Stop running around to all the amusement parks and all the shows and all the gashmias of Olam Hazeh. As you get older, now it's time to recognize that what are we supposed to do? It's not about running all over the place. It's about knowing how to build up the bias, build up the mind, and work on building up the mind and accumulating the wisdom. And that's what we have to do. Met Hashem Chacham, to be chazak v'amatz, to keep getting smarter and wiser. That's the one thing that no one can ever take away from that. Even when our strength starts to wane, but the wisdom, the mind, that's the key. That's the echo we should desire to have. A clear and healthy mind until 120. Have a great day. No shiur next week at Shavuos. Last Monday after Shavuos.